for 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
30
minutes.
Thank you. Okay. That might have sounded funny. Anyway. Welcome back to Comedy 101. So, today I'm going to read you guys that chapter, and if I have time with, I don't think I will because, so, this chapter is 8 pages, again, and by the time I get to the page, we'll be 1 or 2 minutes ahead, not ahead, but, like, will be 2 minutes into this episode. But I did the math, and if I would have started right away, we would have gotten it done in 36 minutes. But now we might get it down in 40 minutes, something like that. But it is A-okay. As long as we don't go over an hour, we are just fine. So, I'm going to read the chapter to you all today. So, let me get to the page. And guys, I want to tell you all about what I made on Monday. It was so good. If I have time, I will... I'll read you the recipe. But it's cinnamon toast muffins. And it's so good. They're so good in there. Okay, this chapter, if you guys don't remember, it's called Hilarious Homer Lines. A famous actor says that his grandfather was by his definition, a true gentleman. One day, when they were walking down the street, they encountered an old beggar with a sign saying, "I am blind." The grandfather gave the boy a coin, which he dropped into his beggar's cup, and then scolded him afterward because he hadn't raised his hat as he did so. "You must also be polite to your elders," the old man said. But he was old. "He shouldn't have seen me raise my hat. He might be a fraud. Replied his grandfather. Seven more pages now. The late Christopher Marshall once said, "If we discovered that we had only given 5 minutes left to say all we wanted to say, every phone booth would be occupied by people saying, 'I love you.'" Contrary Carl was summoned for jury duty. Afterward, he told friends that he'd done a good job despite 11 of the most stupid, stubborn people he had ever met in his life. A young bride went to visit her husband's mother and was impressed by her delicious molasses cookies. She asked for the recipe. The older woman told her all the ingredients, ending with molasses for carbs. For what? Asked the bride. You know, tip the molasses jug till it says scarab, and do it four times. Replied the old woman, matter of factly. I think I know what she means by that though. Cause okay, you know how if you pour like milk or something in a cup and it goes syrup or garlic, something like that. I guess what she called it. Maybe I think maybe that's what she meant by that. But that's funny. A young actor asked a great star how he came to be so much of a success. On page. Oh, six more pages. Easy, replied the star. All you have to do is get applause when you come on and applause when you go off. A tortoise once challenged a hare to a race. You must be crazy, declared the hare. I am a little stupid, admitted the tortoise, but I've always yearned to be a great athlete. Oh, I know it sounds crazy, he added a bit apologetically. Okay, I'll race you. I'll run you right into the ground, shouted the hare. He covered half the course before the tortoise was well started, but then he felt a little silly at having such an easy victory, so he lay down for a while. When the tortoise finally padded into view, The hare was fast asleep. The tortoise kept going, but almost immediately his sounds began to bother him. He remembered the old folks saying from one of his school books that had impressed him. Something to the effect that it did not matter whether you won or lost, so much as how you played the game. So he turned around and went back, looking the hare softly with his nose to wake him. Oh, that's sweet. Alright, 5 more pages. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The startled and confused hare leaped up and raced off instantly in the direction the tortoise was pointed toward the starting line. And the tortoise turned slowly around again and plodded on to the journey. Guys don't always finish last. A scoutman bought a car for very little money. Several days later, a friend asked him how it was going. Okay, replied the scoutman. I'm just beginning to realize how hard it is to drive a bargain. Molly has finally decided that babies are not honestly the most greedy the grasping of beans. Even while they're being tenderly petted, plodding to snatch your eyeglasses, grab your watch, swallow a safety pin, and bite off one of their toes. But they are irresistible. She now 5 pages. Always ends by saying, "Sour Sarah says a good listener is usually thinking about something else." That was a short joke. The sign on the farmer's gate read, "No help wanted." The man who planted fertilized pond weed worried this fruit always prefers to pick it himself, but thanks anyway. General, I am a firm believer in fighting the enemy with his own weapons. Civilian. How long does it take you to sting a bee? Happy Hannah says that a good marriage is when a woman gives the best years of her life to the man who made them the best. Smart Saul misses aren't much fun to live with, but they make wonderful ancestors. Sir Winston Crystal, no. Churchill once said that an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile hoping. Come on, pages, guys. Hoping it will eat him fast. Motherly Molly says sadly that a mother's life is a contraction. First, she worries that son designing female will carry off her son. Then that no designing male will carry off her daughter. The Norse Dawn says that when it comes time for the sheik to inherit the earth, taxes will be so high they won't want it. Sarah's, oh, pal, Sage Sam. My men think that having children makes them mothers. That's like saying that having a piano makes them musicians. That affectionate expert watched that old man sawing wood in his backyard and walked over to have a word with him. The expert, you know, you could saw twice as much wood if you got an electric saw. Oh man, sure, but I don't need twice as much wood. Salesman, that chair is worth $5,000. That would be way too much for me. That's too much. Customer, how could it possibly be worth that much? Salesman, that's what it cost me last year sitting in it instead of going out after business. Broken Belly says, sadly, the only thing left to text these days is the wolf at the door. The ambitious woman who had put all her life saving into a quite elegant dress shop was delighted the first morning to see the door open to admit her first customer. Remembering how important of business was, she quickly seized the telephone and began a conversation with supposedly another customer. She named a time for her imaginary customer to come with a fitting, said goodbye, then turned to the patiently waiting woman. And what can I do for you, sir? She said in a very firm tone. If you please, ma'am, I've come to connect the telephone. Master, the beauty of the light is unsurpassed. It's a pass. Five more pages about the image there. I want to tell you the wrong thing again. One, two. Oh, two more pages. Oh, hurry. Let's get this done. Parishioner. But what good is beauty if you can't understand it. Minister, well, 25 years ago, I married a beautiful woman. I still don't understand her, but I have no desire to replace her with a plainer one. Harry, somewhat pompously. I believe one should do something of a day to make other people happy. Larry, somewhat slyly, like leaving them alone. Mrs. Many kids says that to discipline boys successfully, you must start at the bottom. A Scottish farmer was writing his evening paper when his fireman came in to tell him that there was a strange cow in the pasture. "What all I do with her?" he asked. "What a silly question," said the Scotchman. "Milk her and turn her oot." "It's strange," said the old man. How afraid young men are nowadays. Marry and settle down. They actually seem to fear marriage. "Why, before I was married, I didn't know the meaning of fear." One more joke, guys. Educated Eddie warns that hope since is usually horse since is usually found in a stable mind. Alright guys, next time is another chapter. So I hope you all liked it. The next one is going to be called Instant Insanity. Alexa, how much time do I have left?
You have 1 minute and
20
seconds left.
Wow, guys, we did good, man. I think we have 1 minute left. So, I hope you all liked it, like I said, and I will be back for sure next Thursday, as always. So, yeah, it was fun reading that to you all. If you hear me going through the pages, I'm just trying to find the beginning of that chapter. That way I know where to find it for when I publish this episode. I love reading these jokes to you. I hope you guys understand what I'm saying, because sometimes these jokes have big words and I don't know how to say them, so but oh well. I'm doing good after that, so I hope you guys think so too. Because I'm not too good at big words. So, well, sometimes I'm not at that. Alexa, stop timer. Thank you. But, yeah, I think I'll be honest and I'm doing good too. Like I said, I'm hoping maybe one of these chapters it won't be so hard for me to say some of the words, you know? But yeah, I'll be back next week. So bye everyone. Have a good weekend.